Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the QU Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Obshon. Joining me today in the studio, we have Chloe Knott and Jay Hamill. How are we doing today, gang?
Good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. So, everybody knows here on the QU Podcast, we like to have a little bit of fun. So I thought, you know, what better way to have some fun than have a good old-fashioned game show? I'm going to test the knowledge of you, my colleagues, and we're going to see, you know, exactly what you guys know. So some of you may be familiar with the show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And today we're going to, you know, have a little twist on it. We're going to do Are You Smarter Than a High Schooler? I'm going to quiz you, my contestants, on basic high school knowledge from American high school curriculum. And the questions will vary in topic between science, math, English, history, geography, and government. Now, Chloe, this is going to be a little different for you.
It will be, yes.
But I'm very confident that you're going to tackle this. I'm really excited. You guys ready to get us started?
Yes, sir.
All righty, here we go. Question number one. What is the powerhouse of the cell? A, the central vacuole. B, the nucleus. C, the mitochondria. Or D, ribosomes. Yep, and go ahead and show me when you got it.
All
right. We got C and B. Mitochondria C is the correct answer on number one. So we got a point for Jay. Hang in there, Chloe. We got 19 more. All righty, number two. How many members are in the U.S. House of Representatives? A, 55. B, 100. C, 480, or D, 435. How many members are in the U.S. House of Representatives? You want to hear it again? All right, we got A, 55, B, 100, C, 480, and D, 435. 435. Not to be confused with the Senate, it has a different amount, but we're only worried about the House of Representatives. Got our answers locked in, everybody?
Yeah, got it.
All right. We got a B from Jay. We have got a B from Chloe. Our correct answer is D, 435. If it was the Senate, you would in fact be correct. 100 is the right answer. Two per state on the Senate. All right, on to number three. Which of these literary works was not written by William Shakespeare? A, A Midsummer Night's Dream. B, Othello. C, Tenth Night. Or D, Antony and Cleopatra. Which of the following was not written by Shakespeare? A, Midsummer Night's Dream. B, Othello. C, Tenth Night. Or D, Antony and Cleopatra. Jay, you done a lot of William Shakespeare reading in your day? Oh, he's just firing away. We got a C from him and a D from Chloe. Our correct answer is C, Tenth Night. Antony and Cleopatra was, in fact, written by Shakespeare, as well as Othello and Midsummer Night's Dream. There is no Tenth Night, but there is, in fact, a Twelfth Night written by Shakespeare. All right, number four. The mathematical formula for slope intercept is A, y2 minus y1 over x2 minus x1, B, y equals mx plus b, C, y2 minus x1 over y1 minus x2, or D, y2 minus x2 over y1 minus x1. Alrighty, Chloe's got her answer locked in. Jay's working over there. What do we got? We got a B and an A. The correct answer, y equals mx plus b. B is your correct answer. Jay's on fire, but that's...
Let's go.
Let's go. He's excited over there. Alrighty. On to number 5. What is the chemical formula for table salt? A, NaCl. B, HCl. C, H2O. Or D, NaHL. Once again, what is the chemical formula for table salt? A, NaCl. B, HCl. C, H2O. Or D, NaHL. Taking it back to chemistry here.
I never did chemistry.
I was so bad at chemistry.
I finished science when I finished year 10 and never chose it.
So. Just get out of it. Yeah. I was the same way. That's why we're here in the English and communication field. We got an A from Jay. What do we got? A, you are both correct. Ooh. NaCl is table salt. Well done. Sodium chloride. All right, we're through 5. Jay, you've gotten 4 out of 5 right. Chloe, 1 for 5 thus far. On to the 6th question. The amendment to abolish slavery in the United States was added to the U.S. Constitution in 1865. Which amendment was it? A, 16th. B, the 1st. C, the 19th. Or D, the 13th. Which amendment abolished slavery in the United States? A, the 16th, B, the 1st, C, the 19th, or D, the 13th? We got Chloe locked in. Jay's over there thinking hard. We got Jay with the 13th. And Chloe was C, the 19th. 19th Amendment, women's suffrage. Voting for women. 13th Amendment is in fact.
Well done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jay with the unfair advantage here, having gone to high school here in the United States. Flexing his muscles so far. He's got a 5-1 lead. Moving on to question number 7. What is the largest country in the world by surface area? A, China. B, Russia. C, the United States. Or D, Canada. What is the largest country in the world? China, Russia, the United States, or Canada? Lots of big ones out there. Our neighbors to the north are definitely bigger than we are. Just a hint there. We got an A from Jay, and we got a B from Chloe. Correct answer, B, Russia. Well done, Chloe.
If it's not American, I probably got it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. All righty. On to number 8. What elements can be found in the first column of the periodic table? A, noble gases. B, alkali metals. C, halogens, or D, transition metals. Once again, what elements can be found in the first column of the periodic table? What group of elements? Noble gases, alkali metals, halogens, or transition metals?
Just a reminder, I did not do chemistry.
I
or science.
I apologize.
It's all good.
I had to look this up too, so do not feel bad. Even though this might be common knowledge, who knows? We got, what is that, an A from Jay and an A from Chloe. A's all around. Our correct answer, alkali metals, B. Alkali metals are in the first column of the periodic table. All right, on to number 9. What type of triangle has 2 sides of equal length? A, perpendicular. B, parallel. C, isosceles. Or D, equilateral. What type of triangle has 2 sides of equal length? Perpendicular, parallel, isosceles, equilateral. What do we got? We've got a C from Chloe and a C from my man Jay. They are both correct. Isosceles has two sides of equal length. Moving on to number 10. We're almost halfway through this contest. We've got Jay at 6, Chloe at 3. She's starting to make her way back in this one. Number 10, which of the following countries was not an Axis power in the Second World War? A, Germany. B, Italy. C, Japan. Or D, Russia. We got a C from Jay and a D from Chloe. Correct answer, D, Russia. Chloe, on a run here, 4.6 to 4. Germany, Italy, and Japan were your Axis powers. Russia, actually an ally. Number 11. What poetry device consists of three phrases containing 5, 7, and 5 syllables? A, haiku. B, metaphor. C, alliteration. Or D, onomatopoeia. Need to hear it again, Jay?
Yeah.
Alrighty. What poetry device consists of three phrases containing 5, 7, and 5 syllables? Haiku, metaphor, alliteration, or onomatopoeia? Alrighty, we got an A from Jay. We got an A from Chloe. Haiku is correct.
I only knew that because it's something out of one of my favorite movies, Hunt for the Wilder People. And there's some haikus in there.
That's awesome. I had to write some haikus back in high school, and it was quite a struggle. They don't really seem to make too much sense when I write them, but yeah, no. 5, 7, and 5. All right. Number 12. How many branches of the U.S. government are there? A, 2. B, 4. C, 3. D, 5. How many branches in the U.S. government? We got a C from Chloe. We got a C from Jay. You are both right. 3 branches. Extra points if you can name them on the spot. Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Maybe.
What do you got?
Yeah, how do we do this? If she knows, if she...
No, I was just kidding. Can you name them?
Yeah,
anybody?
Judicial, legislative, and
executive. What was that last one? Attaboy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He passed U.S. government in high school. All righty. Number 13. Which of these wars occurred first in the United States? A, the War of 1812. B, the American Revolutionary War. C, the Mexican-American War. Or D, the Civil War. Which of these wars occurred first in U.S. history? War of 1812, American Revolutionary War, the Mexican-American War, or the Civil War? All right.
This is a big guess.
We got a B from Jay and a C from Chloe. Correct answer, B, the American Revolutionary War, fighting for independence from Great Britain. No shame in missing that one there, Chloe. That was very catered to our American students.
Thank you.
All righty. Number 14, which of the following numbers is not a perfect square? A, 25. B, 64, C, 121, or D, 142.
What were the
numbers
choices
again? All right. Which of these numbers is not a perfect square? A, 25, B, 64, C, 121, or D, 142. All righty. already. We got a C from Jay. We got a C from Chloe. Did you change that from a D, Chloe?
I did.
You shouldn't have done it. Shouldn't have done it. D is the correct answer. So we got nothing there. All right, we're going to move to number 15. We've got Jay at 9, Chloe at 6. Still anybody's game. Number 15, nestled in the Black Hills National Forest, Mount Rushmore National Monument is located in which U.S. state? A, Wyoming. B, North Dakota. C, South Dakota. Or D, Nebraska. Mount Rushmore National Monument, located in which U.S. state? Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Nebraska? Lots of thinking here. Jay pondering hard over there. It's going to come to you. All righty, let's see it. We got a C from Jay, and we've got Nebraska from Chloe. Correct answer, South Dakota, C. South Dakota. All righty. On to number 16. What was the disease that killed almost a third of Europe's population in the 1300s? A, tuberculosis. B, the bubonic plague. C, cholera. Or D, smallpox. What disease killed almost a third of Europe's population in the 1300s? Tuberculosis, bubonic plague, cholera, or smallpox? We got an A from Jay. We got a B from Chloe, and Chloe is right. The bubonic plague. All righty. Moving on to number 17. We got Jay at 10. We got Chloe at 7. Number 17. What is the sixth planet from the sun in our solar system? A, Earth. B, Neptune. C, Jupiter. Or D, Saturn? The sixth planet from the sun in our solar system. Earth, Neptune, Jupiter, and Saturn. All righty. We've got a C, and was that a C from you as well, Jay? A couple of Jupiters. Jupiter is the fifth planet from the sun.
Close.
Saturn is the sixth. All righty. Number 18. Which famous American writer and poet wrote popular literary works such as Annabelle Lee, The Raven, and The Fall of the House of Usher? He also wrote A Telltale Heart, too, but I didn't put that on there. A, Robert Frost. B, Langston Hughes. C, Edgar Allan Poe. Or D, Samuel Clemens, better known as Mark Twain? Which famous American writer and poet wrote literary works such as Annabelle Lee, The Raven, and The Fall of House of Usher? A, Robert Frost. B, Langston Hughes. C, Edgar Allan Poe. Or D, Samuel Clemens? I'll give you a hint. It's not Samuel Clemens. Mark Twain. Robert Frost, Langston Hughes, Edgar Allan Poe.
I got nothing, but D was the one I was going to cross out. But other than that.
We got C and A. Correct answer, C, Edgar Allan Poe. Robert Frost, definitely not a bad guess, though, Jay. The Road Less Traveled, one of my favorites. Great work by Frost there. All right, number 19. In the order of succession, who follows the vice president in line to the presidency? A, the Speaker of the House. B, the Secretary of State. C, the Attorney General. or D, the Secretary of Defense. In order of secession, who follows the Vice President in line for the presidency? Speaker of the House, Secretary of State, Attorney General, or the Secretary of Defense?
Not my strong point, again.
I know.
I'm going off my vague movie knowledge of what someone might be if they're, you know.
I got you. A, and is that a D over there, Jay?
Yeah.
Correct answer is A, Speaker of the House. Good work, Chloe. Good work.
Thank you, thank you.
All right. Well, you couldn't ask for a much closer contest. We are on the 20th question. Jay has 10. Chloe has 9. This is exciting stuff. Here we go. Chloe, this is going to be a tough one for you. I'm really pulling for you, though. I want to see this happen. All right. Number 20. Which of the 50 U.S. states was the last to receive its statehood? Or, if you'd like to phrase it differently, which U.S. state most recently received its statehood? A, New Mexico. B, Arizona. C, Alaska. Or D, the island state of Hawaii? A, New Mexico. B, Arizona. C, Alaska. D, Hawaii. What do we got, Jay? We got D and D. You are both correct. Hawaii was our last one.
Well done.
Well done, everyone. You both. Chloe, you got 50%.
Halfway there.
And that, honestly, that is incredibly impressive for not having gone to school in the United States. Jay at 11, you said you were going to get 50%, and you got 50%. Even better, in fact. 55, congratulations. I wish I had something to offer you guys, but... you know, very similar to you guys, I'm also a broke college student, so I cannot buy anything. But
sunny day, what more can you ask for?
Exactly. Lovely weather outside. Lovely weather. Well, thank you both for participating. I really appreciate you.
Thanks for the questions.
Yeah,
of course.
Thank you.
No doubt. What a contest we have had here today. I want to thank both of you once again for coming to the show. I want to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Alex Aubuchon, and this has been the Q U podcast.